Tickets, please.
Look up in the sky. Oh, I won't get started. It's movie day on the Takeaway Friday with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer here to weigh in. Rafer, film critic for Newsday, Kristen, culture producer for the Takeaway. They're both from the Movie Date podcast, which you can subscribe to at moviedatepodcast.org. It's Man of Steel weekend here for Father's Day, Rafer and Kristen. You've both seen the movie, right?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Let's hear a clip.
You let them handcuff you?
Wouldn't be much of a surrender if I resisted. And if it makes them feel more secure, then.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
Well, here it's an S.
So Amy Adams is kind of a hipster who doesn't know who Superman is on this planet, right, Rafer? What do you think of this?
Well, you know, I think this is an attempt to reboot Superman. It's the origin story again. Christopher Nolan helped write the story. It's not his movie. Zack Snyder directed it. But it feels like a little bit of a Dark Knight revisited. They're trying to darken, complicate this old-fashioned icon, update him for a modern world. I'm not sure it works. I'm not sure if I need all the conflict and all the brooding in this Superman. I like the old-fashioned do-gooder Superman.
Kristen, what do you think? Scrap metal, recycled, or stainless?
Well, as Rafer was saying, they are trying to make Superman a more conflicted character, not just a Boy Scout in blue, as the comic book nerds like to call him.
Imagine Christopher Nolan going for conflicted.
And here the central conflict is very suitable for Father's Day, though. He has his biological father back from Krypton, who keeps visiting him in the form of a ghost. And then he has his father played by Kevin Costner here on Earth in Kansas. And his relationship between, should I fight if it means hurting people? How are my alliances with my family and so on? And I think that part is interesting, but overall the movie's pretty slow. It drags a lot. It's about 2.5 hours long. It doesn't need to be that long, and it's not fun, which is the biggest drawback. It's just not a fun movie.
You know, takes us back to the old Christopher Reeve movie. I thought it was such an irony that the Man of Steel became the quadriplegic who couldn't walk.
Yes.
He used to be able to fly. We sort of say goodbye to Christopher Reeve in this movie, and it's a very different Superman from that one.
Yeah, he's darker, he's more chiseled, he's more soulful, more sensitive. But you know, that clip that you played with Lois Lane and Superman, that's really the only banter you get between them in this film. There's not a lot of romance in this movie, and as Kristen was saying, there's not a lot of fun and light and joy in it. It's a lot of this fashionable dark superhero. It's the new Hollywood pose to have your superheroes be dark, and I'm starting to not buy it these days.
We have special algorithms that can find banter in 2.5 hour Christopher Nolan movies. So let's move to This Is the End. Here's a clip.
In your travels, did you see anything that you would describe as apocalyptic?
I mean, no, but no. I would say it's completely obvious what's going on here. I mean, it's a zombie invasion.
I love this premise. Did you love this movie, Kristen?
I just loved it. I loved it so much. It was a whole bunch of celebrities playing fake versions of themselves that seem kind of like what we suspect they're like in real life, facing the apocalypse, behaving badly and maybe behaving well, and we'll see if they'll survive.
And?
I thought it was going to be a little too much insider humor for me, but I found that the meta jokes were mixed with enough actual jokes that I actually really enjoyed it.
And a really talented bunch. Before we go for Father's Day, movie dads that you loved, I'll give you mine. Albert Finney in The Big Fish.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I love that one. I love a lot of movie dads, but I'm really fond of Brian Mills, a man with a very special set of skills from the Taken movies.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go with Wink from Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Oh, that's
one of my faves of recent years.
Oh, that's a sensitive male. Sensitive male.
Indeed.
Sensitive male. Rafer Guzman, news critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway culture producer, both of them from the Movie Date podcast. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks John.